Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Park Ranger Tracy Spry with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Red Rock joins us on today's program to preview the upcoming Memorial Day weekend and summer activities at Lake Red Rock. Well, Tracy, first of all, it's good to be talking to you again. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to catch up on Let's Talk Pella, especially because of COVID and all the craziness that we've had. But Lake Red Rock is slowly but surely opening back up for business this year after a year away due to the coronavirus. And the campgrounds have been full, especially coming up this weekend for Memorial Day. First of all, what does it mean to be back and to have people here and the reminders of safety that you have with that, knowing the campgrounds will be full this weekend?
Well, I think it's a nice reminder that we're headed the right direction from the COVID perspective, and frankly, even during the COVID precautions we took last year, we were seeing an increase in people enjoying the outdoors just because it was a place that they could go with their families and feel a little bit safer when those precautions were even more in place. So I think we saw a lot of new campers last year. And we look for that trend to continue because people are realizing how truly nice it is to get outdoors, enjoy nature, and have that experience with their families.
Well, and with new campers, there's either teaching or reminders to those who maybe haven't camped for a year that just things to be mindful of when you are around so many people and when you've got kids and pets especially.
Exactly. Sometimes when you're leaving your home, you have a different version of your safety list that you might give for your kids of what their do's and don'ts are. And really those need to come to the campground with them too. There are do's and don'ts to keep our kids safe when they're in the parks. For example, keep in mind that there's traffic that does move freely through the parks. Teach your children to watch, to look both ways before they cross into the street, and watch where their bikes are going, because sometimes it's not uncommon for bikes to just dart in and out, and cars are having to put on the brakes quite fast in order to avoid hitting a child. So keep in mind, we need to practice some etiquette when it comes to teaching our children about being safer on the road. Also, when you're having a campfire, keep track of where your little ones are. Make sure that they don't come near the fire. It doesn't take much for a child to trip and even fall into a fire ring. It can happen very fast and do a lot of serious injury. Keep the little ones away from the fire. Make sure that we're only burning wood and not burning our trash in the fire. Sometimes things that are flammable end up in people's fire rings, and that could cause some safety issues as well. Keep in mind that you should watch your children if they're at the playgrounds. Don't just let them roam freely, because we want to make sure the children are supervised well. Those are just some of the top ones that come to mind offhand.
Not only are people going to be camping, they will be on the water and they'll be boating. And this is National Safe Boating Week, a time to remind people that the water is fun, but also can be extremely dangerous if precautions are not taken. Just to remind our listeners some of the key safety tips, especially if they're going to be boating or even playing near the water coming up this summer and especially this weekend.
Right. For one thing, if you're just getting your boats out from storage, we want to make sure the boats are ready to go. Look at the maintenance that's been done. You don't want your motor conking out when you're in the middle of the lake and don't have a paddle. So that'd be just one comment. But also make sure you look at your safety equipment. Do you have enough life jackets on board your vessel for everybody? They have to fit the people. They have to be in good shape. And they should be the right type of life jacket for the activity that you're doing. Little ones that are under the age of 13 have to wear their life jacket when the boats are underway. For anybody 13 and over, the life jacket has to be readily accessible, which means ready to go at a moment's notice. Don't keep them tucked away in a cabinet. And frankly, the best, most readily accessible life jacket is the one that's on your person. Sometimes you don't have time to put it on if you're in a boating emergency. You're going to want to also make sure you've got a throwable device, a sound device, and check that fire extinguisher to make sure it's charged and accessible if you need it.
And if people need life jacket stations, the loaner stations are back out, especially as we start thinking about the beaches as well and younger kids. Very important. And there is, as you said, some available for people if they are going to enjoy the water.
Right. We've got life jacket loaner stations at both the North Overlook and the Whitebreast Beach, as well as at the Whitebreast Boat Ramp right now. Now, again, hopefully we have people who bring their life jackets that they need with them. But if, for example, you maybe have a guest joining you and you need an additional life jacket, feel free to grab one from the stations. We have sizes from infant up through adult. Just bring them back to one of the loaner stations when you're done. There's no paperwork or anything, and they're free to use.
So let's talk about the business of the Visitor Center, which reopened at the beginning of this month. And Boat Passes, America the Beautiful Pass, is available again. You have hours that are regular, different than maybe they were in the past, because you've kind of combined some of the office operations with the Visitor Center. And that will lead, of course, into some of the programming that's available, not official programming, but certainly some of the materials available here, all at the Visitor Center. Tell our listeners about what they should do if they want to stop on by.
Sure. We've already had some people asking about whether we're doing programs, and still with those COVID precautions in place, we're not offering our usual schedule of summer activities that we'll be providing. But we have what we call our Kids Outdoors program, where maybe you're coming out to Whitebreast Campground with your family, and you see that there's a compass course we now have at the Stu Kuiper Trail. You can actually check out compasses and give that a try. You could actually check out some GPS units and find some of the 50-plus geocaches we have hidden around Lake Red Rock. We also have a bug packs if you want to grab a butterfly net, learn about some of the different species we have here. We've got bird exploration packs, a science pack, disc golf sets for trying out at Roberts Creek's course, and much more, and life jackets as well.
Well, and one other note we wanted to make, North Overlook Campground is actually right now closed due to construction, and I know that's a big note for the remainder, basically between now and Labor Day weekend.
Correct. So you'll go past the North Overlook Campground. You'll see some barricades that are up. At this point, the shower house has been removed. And since the park only has one shower house restroom facility, there really was not an option to keep it open. The old building has been removed, and construction should start on the new one soon. So if people are visiting the area and are wanting to access the trail, we'd ask that they go and access it from the North Overlook Beach or from the North Overlook Picnic area, because once construction gets underway, it becomes a construction zone. Really trying to make sure people don't go through and have some safety issues there.
Once again, that was Park Ranger Tracy Spry at Lake Red Rock. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at kniacableless.com under podcasts, and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.